Family, welcome to the Now Network. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah
is the highest praise. Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Hallelujah is the highest praise.
Hallelujah is the highest praise. Let everything,
let everything.
Come on and praise Him.
Let everything.
I'm gonna praise Him
tonight. Everybody.
Network presents Women Speak Now and Be Heard, hosted by Minister Michelle Taylor.
Can't help but praise them, can't help but praise them, can't help but praise them. Hallelujah. On tonight, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to Women Speak Now. I'm your host, Minister Michelle. Thank you for joining me, listening audience. You are loved and appreciated. And most importantly, you are loved by the Most High God, the only true and living God. Amen. Women Speak Now is for all women, believers and non-believers, seeking an environment of love, empowerment, and trust, coming together as one in Christ. Men, we invite you here, and please know that you are always, always welcome into this atmosphere of love. Women Speak Now is dedicated to real talk real issues with real godly solutions. Proverbs 12:19. The lips of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Thank you, everyone, that has liked us on our Facebook page on Women Speak Now with the Now Network. And thank you, Pastor E, for having me as your host here on Women Speak Now. Please know that you are truly, truly appreciated. This broadcast is for you, our listening audience, to get involved in the conversation. Yes, to get involved in the conversation. You see, we all have something to share. Yes, yes, your story, it is valuable. Your experience, it is valuable. We are here to help one another. Yes, here to help what? One another. So you can give us your own topics directly on our Facebook page, the Women Speak Now, as well as through Pastor E, the CEO and founder of this awesome dynamic network, the Now Network, or myself. We welcome you to speak now and be heard. Amen. Well, good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. I am excited to be back with you on tonight. And I pray that you have had both a positive and productive week so far. Amen. So be encouraged on tonight. Be encouraged. Please know that God is still on the throne. Oh, yes, he is. And he reigns forever and ever. Hallelujah. And Jesus will fix it after a while. Oh, yes, he will. Just hold on to his unchanging hand. His what? His unchanging hand. Because it changed not. Amen. Amen. Tonight, we are back. Tonight with our hot topics. Yes, can you say it with me? Hot topics. Tonight, we're back with the hot topics, and I do have three hot topics for us to discuss here on tonight. Three hot topics. So get your pens and papers ready, take down some notes, and at the end, we're going to open up the lines, and I want to have a good dialogue with you, our listening audience. Amen? Amen. So our three hot topics are hot topic number one, can a Christian woman be both fashionable and modest? Hot topic number one. Can a Christian woman be both fashionable and modest? That's number one. Hot topic number two. Celebrating the virtuous woman. Hot topic number two. Celebrating the virtuous woman. Yes. And hot topic number three is, have you made Jesus your first love? Hot topic number three. Have you made Jesus your first love? Well, all right, let's get into it. Let's speak now and be heard. Hot topic number one, can a Christian woman be both fashionable and modest? So we're going to go into our scripture reference on tonight, which is 1 Timothy 2:9. 1 Timothy 2:9, and I'm reading from the LIV version. And 1 Timothy 2:9 said, and I want women to be modest in their appearance. They should wear decent and appropriate clothing and not draw attention to themselves by the way they fix their hair or by wearing gold or pearls or expensive clothes. 1 Timothy 2:9. So what is Paul saying here in terms of the way that we should dress as a woman of God? What is Paul saying the way we should dress as believers in Christ Jesus? Now, is Paul saying that we cannot be pretty in public? Or that we cannot be fashionable with expensive clothes? Do we have to wear less expensive clothes to look modest? Well, let's reason together, amen, because this is indeed a hot topic. So can a Christian woman be both fashionable and modest at the same time? First, let me do my disclosure, amen. I am in no way whatsoever here tonight trying to be a fashion police. Nope, I'm not. I'm not here trying to dictate to women how they should dress or anything like that. But I do believe, amen, I do believe that this is a topic that needs to be discussed, and how we dress is important. Whether we like it or not, it does represent God. Yes, the way we dress, it represents God. It does. It represents God. I'm sorry. One second. Picking down on my notes. I had to do it from the computer tonight, you guys. There, one second. Bear with me on tonight. If you're on the line, pray for me tonight because my printer was having problems. So I'm reading everything off the computer, and I'm just scrolling down to the next page, which should be question number four. So it does represent God, and it also represents, we're talking about the way we dress. Again, we're on hot topic number one, and we're talking about how we dress. And it does represent God, amen? And it also represents God's kingdom as we profess our faith as believers in both God and his holy word, amen? So let's take a look into the scripture reference, another one, as we discuss here on tonight, our hot topic number one. So we know that Paul is suggesting that we are to dress modest, amen? We should dress modest. And also we know that during this era that Paul was taking a stand on how women's outer appearance should be at this time. So apparently during this time in Bible history, we have Paul who's helping to establish order also in the church, and he's also setting up churches and establishing church business and things that have to do with the worship in the church. Amen. And one of the issues that came up about women and how they dress and in terms of dressing modest. Amen. So one source is saying that concerning women dress, Paul is addressing that the way that they are dressing could possibly be a distraction. And so he's talking about the way that we adorn ourselves. And so one of the scriptures is 1 Peter 3, verses 3 through 5, and I'm reading this out of the NIV this time. So out of the NIV, it says, your beauty should not come from the outer appearance, such as your outer adornment. Of your outer adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles. Let me start over. It says, your beauty should not come from outer adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles and the wearing of gold jewelry or fine clothes. Rather, it should be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past who put in God used to adorn themselves. Amen. Amen. So we're talking about women dressing modestly on tonight. Amen. I believe that Paul was really more interested in women, the way they dress in terms of being concerned more about the worship at this time, because the way they were dressing was trying to be a distraction, and the way they were adorning themselves with the jewelry and with the gold was like putting more emphasis on your outer appearance. So he was more concerned about the inner appearance of the way women were dressing at this time. Amen. He was more concerned about them submitting themselves more to God, more to their husband. So his intention was being to discourage women from dressing in a way that may, number one, distract men in the worship. Number two, may make other women feel like, oh, you know, I have to put on something more expensive. What I have on may not be as pretty, or like putting us in competition with each other. Amen. So I believe that he was really more interested in the worship being authentic. Amen. Yes, and when we come to church, he was more interested in the worship being authentic, in the sense that women didn't need to worry about the pressures of looking their best. Amen. About the pressures of how we won't wear our hair. But really just coming to work, to church, to have that authentic experience with God. Amen. You know how it can be. We start feeling the pressure of wanting to wear our best. We start feeling the pressure of what everybody else is wearing. We want to start wearing our best jewelry. Amen. We want to start wearing our best clothes. We want to wear our best hairstyle. Not that I'm saying that you cannot wear your best clothes to church, that you cannot wear your best jewelry to church, or that you cannot wear your best hairstyle. But Paul was wanting the emphasis at this time not to be on the outer, but to be on the inner. Amen. Amen. You are a woman attending church. Let's say that you're not from a wealthy background. Amen. And you may be currently experiencing some kind of financial difficulties in your life. Well, Paul didn't want you to feel that pressure to have to go out and buy something expensive. He wanted to feel that pressure and have to try to compete with somebody else. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. Nor did he want you to feel offended or less than or poor or left out or anything like that. Praise God. Now, we do know that Paul was adamant about a few things in terms of the woman appearance. So what are the three things that he was concerned about? Let me see. One second. I'm talking about the three things that Paul was concerned about. So number one, he was concerned about number one, was a woman should dress modestly and moderately. So let's say moderately. So number one, the woman should dress moderately. Number two, her outer appearance should be decent and appropriate. That's number two. So number one was a woman should dress moderately. Number two, her outer appearance should be decent and appropriate. And number three, not to put too much emphasis on buying expensive clothing. All right. So now how do we rightly divide the word? How do we rightly divide the word to apply it to our era, to where we're living in now, the 21st century? How do we apply it to that? So can we be both fashionable and modest? Can we? Can we be both fashionable and modest? Absolutely, we can be both fashionable and modest. Now, what does that look like? What does that look like? What does that look like to be both fashionably and modest? Well, it should not look like we're going to the club, right? How many would agree that it should not look like we're going to the club, right? There should be a difference between our club attire, amen, yes. There should be a difference between our club attire versus our church attire, amen, amen. Our clothes can be cute. Yes, they can. Yes, our clothes can be cute. Yes, our clothes can be fashionable. Yes, and modest, all at the same time. Amen. We can be both trendy and modest. We can be both cute and modest. And yes, we can slay and we can pray. Amen. Let me repeat that. I said we can be both trendy and modest. We can be both cute and modest, and we can slay and pray all at the same time. We're talking about the women of God. Amen. Amen. See, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You, me, all of us. That's us. Praise God. Get it? Now, yes, I agree. I know it does. Yes, it does take a little more effort when the trends of the world are saying, hey, show a little bit more breath. Hey, show a little more leg. Hey, wear tighter clothes, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we don't have to cover up ourselves to look like a mummy. Mm-mm, I ain't saying that. We ain't got to cover all the way up and just have our eyes showing. No, we don't have to do that. No, we don't have to wear burlap. Mm-mm, you know that thick material? Yeah, we don't have to do that. We don't have to wear potato sacks, nothing like that. Nor do we must wear clothes all the way up to our neck. Praise God. Just scroll up a little bit. I thank y'all for y'all patience. Now, we just have to put forth a little more effort, the trendy, cute, modest, and fashionable styles, right? That's all we got to do. We got to put this a little bit more effort. That's it. To pull off looking both trendy, hey, looking more cute, modest, and fashionable. Praise God. See, we are always a thermometer, women of God. I said we are what? We are always a thermometer. What does a thermometer do? What does a thermometer do? It sets the temperature, right? Amen. Amen. Yes, it sets the temperature. So we're always the thermometer as women of God. We set our own trends. Praise God. I said we set what? Our own trends. See, we make the clothes, not the clothes make us. I said we make the clothes. See, the clothes don't make us. We are the thermometer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for letting us be the thermometer. The thermometer, the one that sets the temperature. See, we know how to jazz it up. We know how to wear that cute accessories. We know how to pull an outfit together to complement our skin tone, to complement our body type, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. So we also know what's not appropriate for church. Amen. Yes, we know what's appropriate, and then we also know what's not appropriate. Amen. See, as women of God, we must examine our hearts. Yes, we must examine our intentions, and then we must decide individually. Decide what is appropriate and what's not. We have to examine questions like, you know what, am I showing too much cleavage? Is this dress too short? Is this dress a little bit too tight? Am I wearing all my gold jewelry because it compliments my outfit? Or do I want sister so-and-so to know, girl, I got money too. You ain't the only one. What are our intentions? Amen. Do we intentionally wear the tightest outfit? Do we? Do we intentionally wear the tightest outfit? And then sit on the front row because we know the pastor is single. Amen. I'm saying these are kind of things we have to think about. These are things we have to examine our heart with. Amen. Amen. So do we intentionally wear the tightest outfit, then sit on the front row because pastor so-and-so is single and I want to be the first choice in his potential wife? Do we? Do I make sure that half my breast is showing because I want to draw attention to me, because I'm single, and I want to say, hey, I'm single and ready to mingle. I'm saying my intentions. No, my intentions. I'm not saying if you are voluptuous and, you know, you can't, it's out of your control. I'm not saying that. I'm saying about your intentions. When we put on our clothes as women, we know what we're doing when we're getting dressed, what it is we want to cover up, what it is we want to show, what it is we want to emphasize. So I'm saying individually, we just have to check our intentions. Amen? So what are our intentions when we're dressing up for church? Are we focused on hearing the word? Amen? Are we focused on hearing the word? Let's just be honest. It's women speak now. Amen? Are we focused on hearing the word? Are we focused on the praise and worship? Are we focused on entering into the presence of God? Amen? Or are we focused on what we have on? Are we focused on what Sister So-and-so is wearing? Amen? Are we checking each other out more than we're checking our Bibles to keep up with the pastor's message, huh? Are we? I said, are we checking each other out more than we're checking our Bibles, amen, to keep up with the pastor's message? Praise God. Now, this is a two-sided situation, not putting it out on the women, because we do have some married women where the man wants them to dress a little more provocative. Yes, the man, the husband. They like, baby, put that on. Wear this. They want it to look a little provocative. Why? Because they want to make other men jealous. Yes, they do. They want to make other men jealous to say, hey, this is my woman. I got her and you don't. Amen. And then what about those women that no matter what they put on, their body is just voluptuous? You know, nothing they can do about it. They can't put on the sheet. What about those women? Well, guess what? This is our hot topic number one on tonight. It is, can a Christian woman be both fashionable and modest? Amen. Praise God. So I really like 1 Peter 3:3-5 because it says, your beauty did not come from your outward adornment, such as elaborate hairstyles. Yeah, so your beauty should not come from outward adornment. Adornment. Yeah, it should not. Such as the elaborate hairstyles, but your beauty, rather, it should be that of your inner self. Amen. Yes, of your inner self. Rather, should it be that of your inner self, the unfading beauty, hallelujah, the unfading beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. For this is the way the holy women of the past who put their hope in God used to adorn themselves. They submitted themselves to their own husband. 5, for this is the way that the holy women who put their hope in God adorned themselves, they submitted themselves to their own husband. Praise God. I especially like verse 4 where it says, rather it should be that of your inner self, that unfading beauty, hallelujah, that unfading what? Beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is of great worth in God's sight. Amen. So we see that our focus should be more on our inner self. Yes, on our renewed mind in Jesus, our new life in Christ, our new inner self who is now being renewed, hallelujah, that is being redeemed, praise God. That is that unfading beauty, our gentle, quiet spirit that is desirable, that is of great worth in God's sight. Thank you, Lord. Not our expensive jewelry, but our inner self, not our expensive clothes, hallelujah, praise the name of the Lord. So I am looking forward to hearing your own responses and comments on this hot topic number one. So I hope you have your points written down and you're waiting to press one as we finish up. Amen. So we're now going on to hot topic number two. And hot topic number two is celebrating the virtuous woman. Hot topic number two, celebrating the virtuous woman. You see, Proverbs 31:10 says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Amen. Far above rubies. Let me see. Far above rubies. So, give me one second. All right, there we go. So, yes, it says her beauty is far above rubies. So what? Her beauty is far above rubies. So now what is a virtuous woman? And why is it so hard to find her? Why is it so hard to find her? You see, the dictionary defines the virtuous woman as having, well, the word virtuous alone, they just define the word virtuous as having or showing high moral standards. And some of the synonyms for virtuous are righteous, good, moral, pure, upright, upstanding, and exemplary. Amen. So it could be fair to say that a virtuous woman is someone who has high moral standards, someone who shows exemplary character, someone who is righteous and upstanding. Amen. A virtuous woman is beautiful. Yes, she is. But not because she is physically attractive. She's beautiful because of her outward beauty reflects her inward beauty. Amen. I said her outward beauty. It reflects her inward beauty. See, maintaining inner beauty does not mean that you cannot look beautiful on the outside as well. You see, beauty is harmonious. Yes, beauty is harmonious. So if you are beautiful on the inside, it will naturally reflect on the outside. I said if you're beautiful on the inside, it will naturally reflect on the outside. Amen. If you have Christ in your heart, then the love of Christ will shine through in your actions. Yes, the love of Christ will shine through in your words. The love of Christ will shine through in your conduct and even just in your presence. People will know that the love of Christ abides in you. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, this little light of ours, amen, we're going to let it shine, women of God. I said, this little light of ours, we're going to let it shine. Amen. There are three characters of beauty that should be present when you have beauty, and these three should be present. What are they? They are radiance, amen. They are harmony, and then there's wholeness, amen. These three things should be present. Radiance, harmony, wholeness. And beautiful things, they shine, amen. And their radiance can be seen externally. For beauty to be complete, though, you must have outward beauty, must harmonize with the inward beauty. Hallelujah. In order for beauty to be whole, it needs to exist both eternally and externally. You see, beauty is beyond skin deep. But a woman who loves the Lord, she is beautiful. I said, a woman who loves the Lord, she is beautiful. A woman whose heart belongs to God, who has made Christ her Lord and Savior, she is both beautiful on the inside and the out. Praise God. A woman whose heart belongs, who has made Christ her Lord and Savior, she is both beautiful on the inside and the out. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 4, chapter 4, verses 16 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18 says, therefore, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Hallelujah. Praise God for the eternal beauty which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. See, we are living in a society where every type of woman is receiving recognition and being acknowledged. Every type of woman. See, in Hollywood, if you have performed nude, are you showing some type of skin, then that puts you in a greater position to receive fame and also to be nominated to win all these glamorous awards. Yes. But tonight, I want to acknowledge the virtuous woman, for her reward is stored up in heaven. Hallelujah. I said tonight I wanted to acknowledge the virtuous woman, for her reward is stored up in heaven. See, she will receive a crown that will never tarnish, a crown more beautiful than anything we've ever seen. Praise God. Isaiah 62:3, it says, you shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 1:8, it says, henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Hallelujah. Then we have Revelation 3:11. It says, I'm coming soon. Hold fast what you have so that no one may seize your crown. Praise God that we look to receive our reward from God. Hallelujah. Praise God that we look not for man for acceptance, but we look to God. See, we are not defined by the world's concept of beauty or the world definition of a virtuous woman. We are women of God. And I applaud you, women of God, on tonight. Yes, I applaud you because just as our children must deal with peer pressure, we too have the pressures of the world to dress a certain way. We have the pressures to look a certain way. But let's look into what the Word of God says concerning this virtuous woman who we're speaking about tonight. Amen. And we're talking about Proverbs 31, starting at verse number 9. It says, who can find a virtuous woman far above rubies? The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hand. She is like the merchant ship who bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maiden. She considereth the field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands she planted a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle and her hands to hold the distaff. She stretched out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk. Her husband is known in the gates, which he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it. She delivereth girdles unto her merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praised her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feared the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. I love the 30th verse that says, favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall, hallelujah. So let's praise the Lord on tonight for the virtuous woman. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the virtuous woman. May each one of us be this virtuous woman in your sight, Lord. May we fear you, Father God. May we reverence you, Lord. May we love you and trust you and honor you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. That brings us to our last and final topic on tonight, which is hot topic number 3. And hot topic number 3 is, have you made Jesus your first love? Have you made Jesus your first love? 1 John 4:19. We love because he first loved us. Thank God he loved us first. The love of God is the best thing that has ever happened. This love is something that is really hard to comprehend, that someone could love you when you may or may not love them back. Amen. We know that John 3:16 tells us, that for so God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. See, we naturally love those that love us, but God loved us while we were yet sinners. Before we could even say, Lord, I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior, he gave his life for you and for me. So the question on tonight is, have we made Jesus our first love? Have we made Jesus our first love? But you say, how? How, you might say. Well, we do this by falling in love with Jesus. Yes, by falling in love with who? With Jesus. Not in a romantic way, but in a spiritual way, in a way where we appreciate him, in a way where we honor him, in a way that we follow his commandments. And then we go and tell others about this great love of Jesus. Amen. You know how it is when you fall in love romantically for the first time. We are so excited. We want to spend all our time together. We get so excited to see each other. We talk about one another all the time, et cetera, right? Well, God also wants us passion, amen, this excitement that we had when we first fell in love with his son, Jesus. Have you been around a new believer lately? They have this radiance and this glow, just like a new bride, amen. You see, new believers, they are on fire for the Lord. They're contagious, amen. They're full of joy. There's this exuberance about them. And others want to know their source of happiness. Now, this is how we should always be about our first love, Christ Jesus. This is how we should always be. See, when we first become Christians, we are so excited. Yes, we're so excited. But somehow along the way, we lose our zeal. Somehow along the way, we start to lose our zeal. Now, sometimes other church folks steal our joy. But don't you let no one steal your joy. Amen? I said, don't let no one steal your joy. You see, this joy that we have, the world didn't give it to us, so don't let the world take it away. Amen? Amen. So how do we keep our excitement? How do we keep it? How do we keep our excitement? We keep it by doing all the things we did in the beginning. You must continue to read your Bible. Amen? You must continue to go to church. Praise God. Get involved. Get involved in the ministry. Tell others about God. Then lead others to Christ. That's how you keep your excitement. Amen? You must spend time in praise and worship. Yes. Enjoy being in the presence of God. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Talk with him. Walk with him. Meditate on the word. Praise God. Revelations 2, the chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. Revelations chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. It says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Let me repeat that again. It's Revelation, the second chapter, verses 4 through 5. It says, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. So you see, removing the lampstand, it means that we are no longer being an effective Christian. We're no longer being an effective church. We're no longer being an effective witness or even an effective role model for the next generation. Amen. So without our lampstand, our light is now dull. So we need our light to shine brightly for Jesus. So only when we place Jesus first in our life and our heart can we love others with a genuine Christ-like love. Only when we place Jesus, what? Yes, first in our lives, first in our heart, then we can have love, genuine love, one for another. So his love fuels us to be better witnesses, amen? It fuels us to be ambassadors for Christ, to be better wives, to be better mothers, better grandmothers. Yes, see, Jesus helps us to serve our families better, our neighbors, our churches, and even our community. Praise the name of the Lord. So we can use the initials that are in the word love. Yes, the initials that's in the word love, which is L-O-V-E, to have a more closer and personal relationship with God. So we can use it to maintain our love with God, to return to our first love, and to even stay in love with our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer. Amen. So we have L, which is learn of God. L, learn of God. O, obey the word of God. V, value God and spend time with him. And then E, enjoy your relationship with God. That's love. L, learn of God. O, obey the word of God. V, value God and the time spent with him. And E, enjoy your relationship with God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you, Lord, for giving your son for us, Lord. What a mighty God we serve, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because we searched all of us. We couldn't find nobody. There's nobody greater than you, Father God. We thank you for loving us, Lord. We thank you for Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So let's do a recap. Let's do a recap on tonight's hot topic. We have hot topic number one. Can a Christian woman be both fashionable and modest? Hot topic number one. We have hot topic number two, celebrating the virtuous woman. Number two, celebrating the virtuous woman. And hot topic number three, have you made Jesus your first love? Have you made Jesus your first love? Praise God. Well, that ends my part of the discussion, and it is your turn, listening audience. Yes, your turn to get involved in the conversation. Let me hear from you. What are your thoughts? What are your comments? Do you have any questions? Maybe you just want to do a shout out. It is your opportunity to speak now and be heard. So go ahead, press 1. Press 1 and join the conversation with me on tonight. Press 1 at this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Women, speak now and be heard. You know what? I think we're going to keep the male responses out of tonight's show, Minister Michelle, because topic one was enough for us to get involved in, and we're going to let that go. We're going to wait till next week. We're going to wait till next week for the collaboration for all of our comments, because you had us all over. Look, I'm getting responses and texts and I know I'm messaging you in the message. In the middle, it got turned up in here. But let's get a couple of your responses in tonight. Area code 619, last 47615. I think this is Minister Charlene. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening. Praise the Lord.
Pastor E,
I think I'm going to chime in on that first one.
Sure, absolutely.
Actually all three of them. Okay, so as far as the woman.
Wait. You say, I want to say something about number one, but actually all three.
right. Okay, because I'm trying to see how I could collaborate that and make a long story short.
Women speak now and be heard.
Women speak now. You know, the meek and the quiet spirit being Lord Jesus, you know, how do you say it? When you're clothed with that, right? When you're clothed with a meek and a quiet spirit, that's what should exude from you. When it exudes you, it's not fake. It's just either there or it's not there. And then you don't want to dress in a way where you're just not really representing that. Because if you're dressing, you could give the image that you're footloose and fancy free, and you're supposed to be holy, and you're supposed to represent that, you know, you're a child of God. Now, people talk about sexy saints and dressing sexy and all that, but there's a way you can wear your clothes that look appropriate, and you're still representing that you're a child of God, a daughter of God, a child of the King.
Thank God.
You know, because if you flash on parade, that's showing that you're trying to show off, you know, your new clothes and your this and your that, and that gives a wrong vibe as well.
Yes, we make the clothes. Now, I do agree. Would you agree that it takes a little more effort? It may take a little more effort to be both fashionably and modest. It may take just a little bit more effort, but it's worth the effort. You know, you can still be pretty. You can still be fashionable. It just takes a little more effort because the clothes that are made these days, we might have to do a little adjusting here and, you know, put on a little tank under here or different things like that just to be creative. But go ahead. Maybe not stop your flow.
Okay, so, you know, so depending on how your body shape is, you know, you don't need to wear anything that's tight and everything and all that because you're giving the wrong impression. But there's, and then, you know, if the dress has a slit in it, you know, take it down. You know, you can still walk in the shoes that you have that are appropriate. I mean, you know, some clothes, they give you the vibe of a street walker or something like that. How you going to bring that into holiness? You know, it's just like it's not going to work. And, you know, the Proverbs 31 woman, they talked about her working and everything, but, you know, how she's looking to her household. And, you know, it's like a heart. It's like a compassionate heart. It's a considerate heart. It's a thoughtful heart, you know. And,
like that. Yes. Amen.
You know, it's from within. It just is what it is. And I forgot that third one you said, but
made Jesus your first love.
Yeah, with Jesus Christ being your first love, your one and only, you know that he is the one who is saving you. So, yeah, I mean, you have to start with God first. You have to start with God.
Amen.
And he's able to work in you concerning all those other things. And then, you know, the transformation is going to happen because you really want to represent that, again, you're the child of the King.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God. I appreciate that. That was good. You have some excellent points. Praise God. Amen. Yes, and yes, and amen. And all three were excellent. And I know that the dressing is like a sensitive thing because some women feel like, you know, we may be dictating, telling them, you know, what to wear, what what have you, and that's not the case at all. You already said it, that, you know, it exudes from you, and, you know, we are representing God. We don't want to look like we're footloose and fancy-free. I like those terms. So, you know, whether we want to admit it or not, we're representing God, we're representing his kingdom, and we're not saying you can't be pretty, we're not saying you can't be cute, we're not saying you cannot be fashionable, but you do want to represent your Father in the kingdom, and so we have to be mindful of what we're dressing like. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your presence, being part of Women Speak Now. You always call in, and I totally appreciate you. I'm going to have to get you on here as a guest. Let me know when you're free.
Okay. Well, yeah, I didn't have to have rehearsal tonight, so, Yeah.
Wait a minute. She's scheduled for Real Talk first, so hold up.
Okay. I won't steal her past
me. Don't steal it yet. You know, you got to go through Real Talk before they get released to the network.
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm just playing. I am just playing. Seriously, though, I am just playing. But that's dynamic. Look at the conversation that's boiling. And I got so much boiling in me because that man side, you know, when we collaborate, I want to say so much right now, but I'm going to back out of there. And let's bring in Apostle Deb live on Women Speak Now and be heard.
Amen. Oh,
God bless
God.
You. God
bless God
you.
Bless
praise
you, Apostle Deb.
Well, are you, Ms. Michelle? God bless you. So nice to be back on here with you guys again.
Awesome. God bless you, Apostle Deb. I must get you also as a guest on the show. Now, I'm just kidding. Amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Pastor E.
No, I was just going to be silly. I would say, so she's been christened because she's been through Real Talk. So go ahead. Schedule her for Women Speak Now.
Praise God. Okay, we'll get to you. If you say the same.
Praise the Lord. I agree with everything that's been said. I thank the Lord for the word of God because the word of the Lord is correct, but I just want to put a different spin on it.
Praise God.
But from the perspective of culture, culture is various, and I think that according to the word of the Lord, sometimes we look at the word of God as black and white, and what it meant in those days versus trying to apply it to certain things now. It has a similar meaning, but when you look at the history of the Word of God, you're dealing with, a whole different culture. And I can say,
Amen.
Being a woman of culture myself, because I come from a mixed background, Hispanic and white, okay, and my family. On one side, and then on the other side, Ethiopian and white. So it's a very mixed family here. And I
think that's a nice mixture.
Yeah, I mean, like most of us, to be honest with you.
Look,
but then
I
got to
come in on that one. Yeah, they used to call me a mutt. They used to call me a mutt because I had so much in me.
I want you to, but I want to say from the perspective of not Americanized, but from non-Americanized culture. And that's what this
okay,
is.
Okay, that's good.
I
like it.
But because in other countries, people discern the word a little differently. And I think, for us, modesty means according to our era and our time, as you well put it. But I know that there are possibly some other people on the line that are of other ethnicity that maybe I've invited that maybe some young women in the Lord who are very young coming out of the street and they've heard so
Keep
much of
it.
That that it. It turns them away from church. So I want to say to those people that we want you to come no matter what you're wearing. But as you continue to come in the Lord, God will convict you. As Minister Michelle said, you could be voluptuous, you could be thin, you could, you know, whatever your situation is, you could be thick or thin. But you know what looks decent on you. And as Minister Charlene says that if you're wearing a split, take it down. I know that I come from a background of entertainment. I heard a comment made about that. And I will say this. I gave that up many years ago when I became a Christian. I was in the music industry. And I know that we wore all kinds of things for commercials, for, just live shows, television presentations. Parties. But here's the thing that I found out, even with some of my friends that are still in the music industry and entertainment as well. It's really not about what you're wearing when you're on set. So we can't judge Christians by not only what they're wearing, but like as you so well put it, it's by the heart first. Because you will have a conviction, and you will let people know, just like the award show. If you watch the award show, you see women and men wearing, some of them are half naked, and they're saying, praise the Lord, but everybody's not praising the Lord for real. And that, you know, let's get that clear. we want to thank, we want to thank the Lord. That don't mean that they're really thanking the Lord. That's just something that they praise know to say.
Yes, I agree. You're speaking good.
Yeah, I want to make that clear. But for a woman of God, the Proverbs 31 woman is talking about in today's time, a modest woman, a business woman, a quiet, a meek spirit does not mean that you have to keep your mouth shut. It means that you know what to say, when to say, and when to buckle it down. Because as a woman of God, as you hear on this line, we're speaking out. We're praising the Lord, and somebody may take that to say, wow, she's really mouthy. But that's not necessarily true, because in your personal home life, you know, when you're married, you know not to buckle up. You know not to buckle up against your husband. You should know not to be quiet and let him lead, because that gives you favor with him, and you can pretty much get your way from that.
Amen. I mean, you know, yes.
That's the best reality.
Praise God.
I just wanted to say that I agree with the word, but I also want to wanted to take a look at culture.
That's like apologetics, you know, right?
Yeah, because like in a Hispanic culture, and I don't know if there are many Hispanics on the line, in a Hispanic culture where I pray predominantly working ministry with a lot of Hispanics and a lot of Africans. So, and I want to tell you something. They have real voluptuous bodies, as we well know.
Right.
And so, you know, you might see some things, and they may be trying to cover it up, but you're going to see it anyhow. And so we can't be so lustful in our spirit.
Yeah, that's my point too, woman of God. Yes.
You sure did.
If you're voluptuous. You can't wear a banana.
I mean, you can put on a move, but it's still going to stick out one way, front or back, side or side.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it is what it is.
That's all you can do. There is a grace of God that comes on us.
I like that. Grace of God.
The holy will of God that says that you're doing too much. This is too tight, or this is revealing too much. And you have to listen to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit be your guide. And when you're teaching other women, whether they are younger or older or whatever, of different culture, just let them be them. Talk about it, and let the Holy Spirit, you know, direct them. And if there be someone that really, you know, it's just a little extreme, you have to be mindful that even approach to them, we have to speak to them in love, like in open conversations like this or open ministry, and not target them, because we don't want to lose a soul over a skirt.
Oh, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And even, you know, other cultures, because I see a lot of women wear long dresses, and I don't like long dresses personally. And I don't like them real short either, because I'm a mature woman and I know better than that. But I've never liked really long dresses. But I see a lot of women that wear long dresses, and the scriptures give reference to that. It says, you know, just because you wear a long flowing gown don't mean you're holy either. Just because you got everything covered up from the ankle to the arms don't mean that you're holy and virtuous. So I like to remind everybody that, like as Minister Taylor said, that the main focus that I see of this conversation is inwardly. And the inward light of the Word of God will teach you. I'm holding a little grandbaby here, so if you see, here's some noise. Please part.
No problem.
But the inward light of God will cause you to shine forth bright as the noonday, and the Holy Spirit is our guiding light. And I can say this from a perspective, just before I stop talking, but I will say this. I lost the man that I love over clothes. This is a real testimony from church. And because I was listening to my pastors, and it had nothing to do with lust. I was married.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what happened. My husband used to tell me, honey, I married you for you. And you let those quote-unquote church folk come in our home and destroy our love because you wanted to please them more than you wanted to please me as your husband. And it wasn't that he wasn't saved.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good But it was that we were both young in the Lord, and I, you know, didn't let my hair down. I wore my hair up. But anyway, seeing that
I got you. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was a very strict congregation. And I think in today's world,
well, like a religious spirit.
Yeah, we're less driven by that. Women wear pants to church. You can come to church with your shorts on. I mean, let's get real. Let's get real. You don't have to have on every time. But, you know, it depends on the fellowship and where you are in ministry. Personally, for me, unless I'm at a picnic, I wouldn't wear shorts. But I will wear jeans and I'll wear pants, you know. But if I'm at a strict church, then I know better. I've checked the culture out before I go there. So I just want to admonish all women of God, on the line tonight, to be yourself, to love God, and to allow the Holy Spirit to help you with your clothing. And if there's someone on the line that doesn't have finance and you're stressing over clothes, here's what I'm going to tell you. Just go to church. Where would you have? And thank God that you can get there. Thank God that you can get there.
Amen.
Lord will bless you. He will bless you to do better.
Yes, he will.
Yes, but thank you, Papa.
Now you guys have got me. You got me fired up in this. But can I share something?
Come on in.
I have to, because I was talking to a young lady today, and I saw a post. I ain't gonna throw my friend under the bus, who it was, and anything like that. But I saw a post today about African American women buying hair for $550 a watt. Oh, it lasts long. It do this. Now, wait. Hold on. I'm not throwing stones. I'm not even getting to that. But I was asking a friend. I said, well, I saw this on Facebook, and I don't follow. I don't even, if you really know me, I do not look at people's posts. I don't go on people's page. If you like my stuff, I'll respond to that. But other than that, I don't search, and I'm not overly nosy, because when God wants me to see something, he puts it before me. But I asked her, I said, wow, woo, $550, what? I need to change my occupation. But she said, this is what she said to me. She said, well, I don't do that, but don't you know the only reason it's out there is because you men want us like that. I almost fell out of my chair.
That's another topic.
It's really still in the whole topic.
That's right.
Because it should never be about the outside.
Yes, that's true.
You got to know who you are on the inside. And whoever you're connected to has to know you from that same position, the inside. Whether a young Christian, whether an old Christian, whether a forgotten Christian, whether a fell-off Christian, we can all be new right now when we see each other in the same places instead of looking at the outside. And yes, our physical attractions are there. But if you don't have a standard on what you're standing on, you'll fall for anything.
It's so true.
Hey, here's a man.
But let me
here's
say
a man. Because Minister Michelle threw the single pastor under the bus in the beginning of her show. But let me say this, though. If we don't have a standard and we fall for anything, do you know how many scandals would be on Pastor E's page?
Lord have mercy.
I agree.
I'm just keeping it real. I'm not saying that, that I'm perfect. Oh, Jesus. But I got a standard. Look what it could have been if I didn't have a standard. And I'm saying that for the young lady listening tonight, that if you don't have a standard, even though it smelled good, looked good, and everything around it presents itself good, if you don't have a standard, you won't never have the good, because the good begins in me.
Amen.
That's what I said to that young lady today that was telling me it's because of you men. I said that you need to stop. Don't buy no more hair. Don't get no more nails, no more toes. Wait, hold on, y'all. Don't do that just because I said it. And I'm saying don't do it because of a man.
Right.
If anything you do in your life is a standard because you thought it was going to make a man happy, you need to quit right there. Do what makes you happy.
Exactly.
That's the truth. Well, I'd like to say this, man of God. I want to say this, though, but there's a lot of pressure that women feel.
Oh, yes, it is. That's why I'm trying to release the pressure.
Right, but what men may find attractive does not always equal modest dress. So men are not attractive to this modest dress that we're trying to look like. Men are not always attracted to what you're saying. Like you're saying, oh, well, you know, take off the nails, take off the hair. Well, when the women take off the hair and take off the nails, then the men are not being attracted to them. So I mean,
that's why. Oh, see, we already pumping up the collaboration for next week. It's gonna be hot next week because that's what we really gotta get to deep end of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, since we're going a little deep, can I say one more thing and I'm gonna release it?
Yes, you can.
He said, "Well, absolutely. Because they do it because that's what men want, to be able to run their fingers through their hair." I said, you can't run your fingers through no weave.
Well, if it's a good one, yes, you can.
No, you can't. You gotta start about 2 inches down to get free wave.
Well,
anything on the scalp is gonna stick up because
of
them braids.
If you have
come on, y'all, I'm a
hair,
beautician too. I know how to do hair.
You starting to fire right now.
Yeah, he is. Help him out, Apostle
Dad.
Wait a minute. Am I closing too much? Hold on. I got Pastor Dwayne on the line. Hold on. With my backup.
You got backup?
Okay.
Pastor Dwayne, I need you. You're coming at me. But real talk though, but honestly, and I'm gonna let you ladies continue from here. I don't need backup because we got manned up the collaboration next week. But I'm saying that if it's anything you're doing because of anything,
oh, I agree with you.
That's man, woman, person, place, or thing. If you're doing it because of that, stop right now.
Yes, that's
right. And find out what makes you happy in the morning. Find out what makes you get excited to get up and go do what you're supposed to do.
Right.
That'll change your whole perception right there. Women speak now. Get back online. Minister Terry, come on in.
Good evening, family. I tell you.
Good evening,
Jesus Lord.
There,
I tell you, sister, these are some hot topics.
Hot topics here.
Jesus, I tell you. Number one. Yes, fashionable and modest. You know what, Minister Michelle? No, Pastor,
you're keeping it real, though.
But, number one, it just took me back to when we were younger. We used to go to church with my mom, you know, and we would go out of church. And, you know, when you go to church, you wear your Sunday best. And my mom would always tell us, take off your church clothes. And then, you know what, it took me back to 2010. My pastor at my church, may he rest in peace in Bakersfield. He spoke in a congregation, a huge congregation. He spoke to, he was speaking to the women. He was telling us, he said, too many of us are have too much exposed on top and too much exposed on the bottom. And then Apostle Dad said, we got to know our limits. And then Minister Sherilyn said, too, know your limits, know what you can wear. But we know there's age limits. If you didn't wear it then, don't wear it now. And then Pastor E, like you said, some of these women, we wear high heels, 5-inch heels all day long. For who? It's not for our body, I tell you. But Minister Michelle, these are some hot topics. Then you were saying, virtuous woman. Ooh, he looks from the inside out. God sees the heart. He looks at your heart. I tell you.
Have you
fell in love with Jesus? I tell you, beautiful sister, I love your love. Learn to love God. Learn of God.
Yes.
And to obey him. And value that relationship you have with him. And while you're in that relationship, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
Amen.
I tell you, this
praise
has
God.
Been some hot topics, sisters. I tell you, because this is so
to God be the glory.
But everybody keeps coming in and making me have to comment on these things because y'all making it so hot. But I want to touch back on Apostle Deb because everybody has to know that we're received as you are, not on the outside. That means you can wear whatever you want. You're really received as you are on the inside, broken, tore up, and all of those things. And that's what's so important for young ladies out there to know, because don't come on now, y'all. Let's keep it real. Y'all don't even need me to say it. There's no dress code out there. There's no more structure or no more example, and this goes for women and men.
Yeah.
Culture of pull your pants up. That looks stupid. We got a class of teaching from where sagging came from and where sagging originated in the California prison institution. I'm telling young men in Compton right now that that was a sign of something not manly.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it real. So there is no dress code for young ladies right now, but they still got to be accepted as they are.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
And, you know, Tanji, I say that, going back to what you said earlier, that the reason that so many people buy the hair, the nails, or whatever, and I do it all. I'm going to be honest with you. I do it all, and I have long hair, but I do it because I like change. And I tell people,
me too,
and I'm just real about it, because I don't care if somebody knows that I wear a wig sometime, or I might wear a weave, and this week I may have blonde hair, and the next week I may have blonde hair, praise the Lord.
I'm a male.
I'm
a male.
About an accessory.
But watch this. I do it because I like to look good. I like to be sharp. I don't do it to impress anybody. It's something in me.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I do what I do. I want some man to hear this out there today. It's not to impress nobody. I'm trying to impress myself. I like what I do. I don't do it for recognition or anything. And that's what a lady out there needs to know, too. You ain't got to do it for what makes you feel good inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that a lot of women don't value themselves, but I do look at it this way. I do know that a lot of women that do these things, and I talk to women all the time about this, a lot of women do it because they don't feel beautiful, all right? They don't
That's
feel
true.
Beautiful themselves. That's number
That's
one.
True.
They don't recognize who they are, whether they're saved or unsaved. They don't. That's a learned mentality. Okay, and you have to unlearn. You have to learn that you are beautiful, whether you are bald headed or whether you have feet, hair down to your waist. It doesn't matter. Like you said, hair doesn't make you. Nails doesn't make you. What makes you
That's
is
right.
the love of God in your heart. And if
Absolutely.
You if you
respect
yourself, you have to respect yourself, because if you don't respect yourself, nobody else is going to respect you. Now, here's
Absolutely.
The on the flip side of that, when you have come to that place and you are free within yourself to do the variations of things, and you're not worried about, like as Patrick said, you're not worried about who's looking at me, or I'm trying to get a man, or whatever, you know, whatever, that doesn't make any sense, or is my husband looking at somebody else, so I got to keep competition with the girl down the street, all that kind of crazy stuff. No, that's,
right.
not, what,
mm-hmm.
that's not the way anyway, because if he has a problem, you have to take that to the Lord. If you are single and you have a problem, you need to take it to the Lord and ask God to help you to be a better woman of God and to love yourself, because you can't, nobody else is going to love you. Now, I know I'm repeating this, but I want to make that clear. No one else
That's
is going to love you like you love yourself.
Yes.
Nobody else
well,
is going to
well,
love
you. But see, but nobody knows, nobody, but you know you better than anybody also.
Yes.
So
yes,
it goes back
yes.
to me making personal accountability to say enough is enough of accepting anything. It's enough for me following anything, but let me follow Jesus. We have a new caller, area code 310, last four, 8849. Come on into the discussion. You are welcome to Women Speak Now and Be Heard.
Welcome, caller. God bless you.
Amen. Area code 310, last four, 8849. Come on in.
A bit shy.
Oh, that's okay. Shy is good.
Speak now and be heard.
I think we all start
we
out shy
you.
Up in here.
Amen.
Go ahead, Minister Michelle.
Okay, well, I want to say, you know, it all kind of comes back to hot topic number three, which was, have you made Jesus your
No,
hope,
no. The young lady Wait, hold on. Oh, the young lady is there. She just says she's a little shy.
Awesome.
I wanted to back out because I may be a little loud. I don't want to scare nobody off. That's why I said take over.
Okay, well, hello, caller. I'm so happy that you called in. I was shy, trust me. If you go back into the archive and hear me a year ago, you're like, I cannot be the same lady. So I totally understand. But come on in, and we can help you out. And what is it that you want to comment? You have a comment, a question? Hello? Speak up, girl.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Well, let's pray for it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for our calling, Lord, that you would give her the Holy Ghost power, Father God, that boldness, Lord, to let her know that this is about women speaking now, that none of us know everything. That's why we have this broadcast, that we all can learn from one another. We all have a story. We all have a testimony.
Thank you,
we
Lord.
We all have something to share, Lord. We just pray for her right now, Lord, that she will go bold in the Lord and she will speak and bless us for what she has to say in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Now, we do have a private room that I can definitely get one of our female ministers to talk to you one-on-one. I think that may be a first part. Can I ask Apostle Deb to talk to this young lady in our private room?
Yes, happily. I'm happily talking.
Thank you, Apostle Deb. God bless you.
Okay. All right. No, she hung up. She hung up. That's okay. Go ahead, guys.
Okay. I was going
to
say that.
You know what? I think you need to continue to pray for her. Because there was something in her spirit. And I could pick it up. And I wanted to minister to her, but I didn't want to be too manly. And I didn't want to be too much of Pastor E. But let's pray for her right now that as we agree, we're here in agreement, one accord, like-minded, same love, same mind, and same Jesus. I want to pray for that young lady that did not speak all the way out, and I want to speak against her shyness. I want to speak against the enemy's attack against her.
Sir.
I want to speak right now of anything that is not pleasing to God, his will, his purpose, and plan for his life, that it will be removed right now because of the saints that believe. We speak right now that because she said one word, she said one constable, one birth, that she has now been healed by her ability just to speak. Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
she didn't
Lord,
have to say nothing. She didn't have to decree nothing. She just had to speak.
Lord.
So we pray right now that you are now protecting her completely, that you have now removed all obstacles from around her. And now we stand
Lord.
In the gap for her, not knowing her name, not knowing her city, not knowing her state,
Lord.
But we stand in the gap. And say, protect her like never before. We stand in the gap for her, and we intercede that if it's anything that she needs help in, take it from me. Take it from the team. Remove it from us as we stand in the gap and say, we'll release our anointing in her life that she will feel free and free indeed. Not because of something we can do, but because we believe in Jesus, the power of his word, speak life into her right now by that name, the name that will never end, the name that is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, the name that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Now y'all can women
Thank
speak
you,
now.
Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Now y'all can go ahead and women speak now. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Evangelist Virginia, we're going to bring you on in. I told y'all, I hold this anointing because I know she always wants to comment, but I hold this
anointing
to the end.
Cause
hold on. Grab hold of something. We're going to another level. Evangelist Virginia.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening,
we love
God.
You.
God bless you, Evangelist. We love you.
I love you.
Always so happy
too.
To have you come in. Yes, you're always our ram in the bush, and we appreciate you.
You will praise the Lord. And I love
praise
to hear
Lord.
You too on Thursday. You're awesome.
God bless you. Thank you. To God be the glory.
Minister
Amen.
Michelle.
Yes.
Minister
ma'am.
Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
You tonight, I want to share something with you. On last night, I was studying.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading, and guess where I was coming from out of the Bible?
Where were you coming out from, Evangelist?
Proverbs 31.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. When I heard that,
Amen.
I wanted to
Thank
I
you, Lord.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Amen.
Proverbs 31.
God will keep us on one accord. Praise God.
Yes. And when I heard that, 531 women.
Amen.
And some years ago,
awesome.
I preached on that.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
Speak on it.
And I was, oh, God. And I was listening at you talking about who can find a virtuous woman. Who can find a virtuous woman? And I had already written this down about the virtuous woman.
Amen.
The virtuous woman knows that the Lord is her strength.
Good.
Of her life. And she shall continue to praise him no matter what comes her way.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get that?
Yes, ma'am. That's good.
A Christian woman knows that God always is with her.
That's good.
A Christian woman whose strength comes from the Lord. Let me share this with you. And I listened at that and I said, oh my God, what a confirmation.
Yes, praise God.
This is what I have here. I was talking about the role of a Christian woman.
Mm-hmm.
Before we can discuss the role of a Christian woman, we must first state what a Christian woman is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I have. A Christian woman is a woman of faith.
Amen.
One who loves God. She is one after God's own heart.
Yeah.
And filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
And when you were talking about dressing modest, and I listened at you when you said that,
mm-hmm.
and I go to church, I go to other churches, and I'm going to tell you, oh, Jesus, I see some women, and Lord help me, Jesus, oh, God, I see some women, they're young. They in their 30s, they in their 40s, they in their 50s, they in their 60s, 70s, 80s, or whatever. Some
mm-hmm.
of them, who knows, God. See, when you get saved, I'm really talking about saved.
Right.
Born again. Filled with the power of God. Filled with the Holy Ghost. You gonna change. When I first got saved, I was wearing skirts. Was split all the way up to you know
mm-hmm.
where. And when I really got saved and gave my life to Christ, I had to do something with the outward man. But first, I knew I had to take care of the inward man. I took care of the inward man. And then I was concerned about the outward man.
That's good.
So I took those skirts and those dresses. I took them to a seamster. I had to take up the slit all the way. I was not wearing that anymore.
Amen. Amen.
I was changed. I was a new creature. I'm still new.
Praise God.
I'm still new. And I was not wearing that junk anymore.
I hear you.
And when we in church, even though we see people come in like that, we can pray for them.
Praise God.
And I said, the pastor that who's married and have a wife, they could get some women together and talk to these women, and we teach them how to dress, do some with their appearance. No, we don't have to look like that. We don't have to dress like that. You got all of your breath out. You got the skirts up to your thighs, and you sitting on the front seat, the preacher can't preach.
Well, speak on it.
The preacher can't preach. No, that's not of God. That's not modest dressing. You're not. Oh no, you can't dress like that and look like you're going into a ballroom to dance on top of somebody's table.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. I heard it.
Like
I heard it,
Evangelist.
You're speaking the truth. You're speaking the truth. Somebody got
to
tell the truth on
tonight. A nightclub and dance on top of somebody's table. That's
not
of God.
No, it's not. It's not.
Y'all, when I'm in church, I be praying. I say, oh, God, no, look at that. I say, oh, Jesus. And I be just praying. No, I want to give a lady a safety pin one day to pin up her clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? See. Are you guys attempting just to keep throwing men under the bus? because I want to say this, and I'm not just, oh, my God, I'm changed, but I have to say this. We got about 9 minutes in our recording, so I want to come into this point. But it starts back with men. Don't you know that it'll change women's perspective if they hear more men say, we really don't like that.
Oh, absolutely. That if, the gay man of God.
It starts with us.
Yes,
more
oh,
my God. I get so many.
You're right.
Do you know
you're
how
right.
many
right.
negative responses I get when I get on here and be truthful about it starts with the man? And if we say and make more, if we shout more louder and we stand in agreement more together to say that's not acceptable.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's
oh
so
no,
true.
It's happening!
So true,
oh, wait a minute, hold on. We just at the Bible study at Sylvia Nunn's in Compton. There was a young lady there, and we were just sharing not about her, but how it's more important to be valuable on the inside than what a man sees on the outside. So there are some changes happening, but we need more.
Praise God.
We need more of that word going forward. That's what's going to change things. And I say I didn't need
no
backup, but Pastor DeWayne, are you live right now?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, I am.
I got 7 minutes on record, and I need 3 out of you. But it starts with us to say, young lady, that's not cute.
That's right. That's right. That's it.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I'll be rolling down the street. I'll be all in Compton, rolling down the street, and I'll pull over and get out the car and be like, do you think that's cute? Don't you don't? No, I don't.
Amen.
And I don't have a suit on. I got my little Yeezys. I got my Yaku sweatsuit on and my Now Network gold chain and everything else. I'm playing the part, but I'm saying that still don't look good. My pants ain't sagging.
That's it. Right.
And you know what, man of God? You's a pastor and you sat behind the pulpit and you preaching. And hear this woman sitting on the front seat with all of her thighs out.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know, only because I done been through that struggle. That was an old season in my life.
Yeah.
See, I know how to keep my eye on the prize. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah. Speak on it.
If they wait, of course they going to see what's thrown they way. But I'm going to tell you honestly, I can preach in front of all women right now.
Yeah.
I can pastor all women right now and make them all feel equal.
Yeah.
And they ain't mine. I'm doing that on this network. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Amen.
I'm doing this on this network. I have so many covenant relationships with 5 men and 30 women. But I guarantee you, you ask all the women that I'm connected to, they all feel the same. Man, don't mess with him. Hey, don't tell him you're going to do something that you don't commit. I'm the same with everybody. But that takes commitment to God to know it's about me doing better. Not for you.
Yeah.
Not to make women feel better or men feel worse, but to make God feel that I'm acceptable in his eyesight.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God.
And that
Thank
goes
you,
for women,
that's
too.
Good.
Yeah, I'm not.
That's
you
it.
Shouldn't
that's
be trying
it.
To do something for the pastor or the bishop or the woman of God, the man of God, or anybody else. You should be doing it for the God.
Amen. Yeah.
That's where it all starts. That's what we're doing better in Man Up and Women Speak Now.
Is
that we say,
Amen.
It's up to me.
Yes.
I ain't blaming y'all no more. You can dress however you want to dress. It ain't going to affect me. You can tip me any way you want to tip me. It ain't going to affect me. You come at me with money, jewels, and everything else. But I made a decision.
All right, evangelist.
Yeah.
What's that again?
Did you hear me, man of God?
What'd you say?
You said it affects some other ones, though.
I said it affects some of the others. You know why?
Well, but we're drawing them in, woman of God.
Yes, Lord.
We are building a team. Of men that are accountable to God.
Yes.
And I'm believing we're going to reach them all.
I will do better now, man of God.
You know
Even
what?
Though you see somebody that did wrong just now, I still believe we're going to reach him tomorrow.
Yes, but you are strong, anointed, powerful man of God. And you can take it. You know what? Here's a lady wanted a pastor so bad, she dressed in a wedding dress. and went to church one and sit on the front row, and she said, "You gonna be my husband."
Now, see, that's what I'm trying to say to you. You don't want to know the, some of the stories I got. You don't want to hear my testimony.
My God.
Oh, I don't throw them under the bus like that because I can discredit a lot of them. Look, I've been doing this. Woman of God, we keeping it real here on Women Speak Now. Oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
I can throw some stuff out there right now and tell you things that happened to me. You would be like, what?
Yes.
That wasn't just that first step saying, God told me that you're my husband. Oh, been through that.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God told me to do this for you. What you need to do? Been through that? God said you don't have to do nothing. Let me take care of this, and you just preach. Been through that? And let me, and that's, I'm going to stop right there, because then you get, ooh, that's a book.
Yeah. Real talk.
That's real. That's real.
But you can never go through unless you've been through.
Yes. They had a pastor one night. I went to a revival. They had a pastor came here to preach. I'm not going to call his name because I'm sure some of y'all know him.
Okay.
And he preached. Well, he was sitting there getting ready to preach, okay? And me and my sister and some other friend was sitting on the front row. And the man could not meditate on what he was going to preach about. Because his eyes stayed on the front seat. And when he got up to preach, oh, hallelujah, Jesus. When he got up to preach, listen what he said. Oh, it's nothing wrong with looking. Just a little.
Oh, my God. Now you're going to help me throw somebody under the bus.
Because, watch this.
I say this all the time. What you give your attention to, the spirit comes to live in you. If I don't have the spirit of lust in me, I won't recognize lust. If I don't have the spirit of this in me, it won't even affect me.
Come on, man of God, that's good.
Because you got to watch what you got up in you. You better, oh, my God. Y'all start some stuff tonight. We got 1 minute and 46 seconds in recording time. But don't hang up because it's never ending here on the Now Network. I'm going to have to start programming this show for 3 hours. But we can continue to talk. It's important to have the recorded time underlined. I want Minister Michelle to come and close out Women Speak Now and Be Heard. But I want to invite everybody else. Let's stay in this discussion. Don't hang up. But if you're not on this call, you can't get in once 1 minute finishes. But if you're on the line, you're locked in. Nobody can take you off or take but nobody else can get in. But if you want to be a part of this discussion, stay on board. Minister Michelle, closing remarks.
Yes, I just want to thank everybody for being so gracious on tonight. It's been a very hot topic. I thank you for your presence, and I just want to end it with Proverbs 31:30. Charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord,
amen,
be blessed
amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's your fault, Minister Michelle, because you called it hot topics.
I did. It was hot.
It used to be a song. I think I heard it back way back in the like 90s or something. It's getting hot in here. And we gonna go no farther
praise
than
God.
That. We appreciate
amen.
Everybody that's been a part of this.
The
discussion can continue, but it's not this required. We have done what God has called us to do, but I just want to say it still goes back to what you do for God that will last.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Yes, 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 and amen.
Don't look at me. Don't blame me either. But what will you do for God that will last? That's when you've made a decision to go all the way.
All the way. That's it. Amen.
If you haven't gone all the way and you're straddling the fence, then you need to stop where you're at and go all the way. You'll see the results.
That's right.
If you're looking at on the outside of what can happen, you'll never get it because it has to start on the inside. You can go all the way.
On the inside. That's right.
Amen. Press towards
man,
the mark.
Man or woman. Oh, can we have that? What'd you say? A trillion people march about what am I going to do for God that's going to last?
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
And in closing,
yeah.
From the Now Network, The change I want to see must first begin in me.
First begin with me. Amen.
God bless you guys.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Oh, we are
Pastor
family.
God
we are family. Minister Charlene, Apostle
yes,
Dale,
yes,
our listener that we have prayed for, Pastor Dwayne,
yes,
that was,
Pastor Collins,
you know, in the background. We didn't bring him in. Minister,
yes.
Minister Cherry. Now, I do want to share with everybody before we hang up tonight that I will be filling in for Evangelist Virginia tomorrow on 52 Weeks of Love, and then Minister Cherry will also be doing her What's the Word. So we're going to fire it up
Amen.
Tomorrow and bring Pastor E in for
yes.
week 8. And I don't know where the Lord is taking me, because I have wake up in the morning and then a teaching session in between that. So let's see what God
praise
is going to do. But join us tomorrow for that and pray for.
God.
Oh, woman of God, that's no problem. I just need a.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.